Rob, how are you?
Very good. Very good.
Summer's got to be picking up. It means busy season for you guys, I'm sure.
Busy season for us. We had a real good day yesterday. We had our award ceremony. We gave out over 100 awards to the men and women of the sheriff's office that were very deserving, those that went above and beyond over the past year. And so it was a good day.
I wish we'd get awards around here. Even though there's not a lot of us on air jocks, you know, the hosts or anything, I think just an award, even if it's a weekly award.
I'm sure we could come up with something.
Like a quarter or something. It's like, hey, congratulations, good job, you made it through another week, you haven't lost your job. That's big for radio guys, week to week. But anyway, so it was a big ceremony yesterday, and Officer Berger.
Yes, Deputy Berger got the highest award given out by the sheriff's office, obviously for his actions in last July's incident in which he sustained a gunshot wound during the chase of some bank robbery suspects.
Are there more bank robberies in the summer typically than the winter?
I think a lot of things trigger various types of incidents when they occur. I mean, there's reasons for, and again, most of your major crimes you can trace back to that one thing.
Yeah,
you know, and that's usually a you know, somehow it's related to either, you know, that financial situation or drug addiction or one thing or another. But, you know, it's very difficult. You know, being in this business for a long time, you can't predict. That's the neat thing that attracted me to the law enforcement career was the unknown. You never know what's coming. I mean,
yeah.
Sunday has the capabilities of being just as busy as a Friday night, you know, a Sunday morning. So it's you know, we're tracking things now. You know, the sheriff's office obviously has the capabilities to track incidents and crimes and things of that sort, you know, so we're able to get a grasp on things, you know, and like I said, the topic that you asked me to come on about today, I think, again, we can reach out and make things a little bit better.
Yeah, and the topic that we are talking about is the village of Yorkville has contacted the United County Sheriff's Department to look into taking over the police force, correct?
Yeah, I mean,
how do you word something like this? Is it consolidate the police force? Because take over the police force sounds like it's a hostile corporate takeover.
Exactly. And the one thing I want to make very clear, because I know that some people had a different take on this. I mean, all during the campaign last year, this topic came up, whether it was a debate, whether it was on, you know, on TV or radio or just going door to door. The issue came up on many, many, many occasions. It's probably the one issue that stood out the most. But the position I took then, and it's the same position I take now, it is not the job of a sheriff, specifically it's not the job of this sheriff to come in and take over a community's police force. That will not happen under my administration. All right. But because in the bottom line is that's a local decision, whether it's Yorkville or whether it's any town or village in the county of Oneida, for them to give up, whether it's their police or public works or whatever the case may be, that is their decision.
Right.
They're going to take step one. And then certainly, and we talk specifically about Yorkville because it's been out there that they did, contact my office. And sure, they're looking at the options that are out there. Their mind is not made up to go with the sheriff's office. Their mind is not made up to go with anyone else. I mean, they're looking at their options. They came to me. The one priority that they want for their people is police protection. All right. And you know, certainly we can offer them different types of enhanced or designated police protection. I mean, certainly my responsibility, I have, you know, jurisdiction through the entire county. So
right,
the
yeah.
village of Yorkville, even though they have a dedicated police force currently, they're part of one of our patrol zones. The there's a deputy assigned to, in that area, three towns, and one of which is Whitestown, which the village of Yorkville is in. So I have a car working in a three-town area that encompasses the village of Yorkville. But we're not dedicated to that. Number one, they have their own police force. But number two, we have to patrol such a large area.
Yeah.
So if a call comes in, currently under their setup, and if the Yorkville police aren't available, the 911 center will pull the closest car, whether it's the Whitestown police, the state police, or the sheriff's office. So the call will get answered. The difference here is what they're looking for is to have a dedicated car. And in this case, you know, I'll talk about the sheriff's office. We could put a dedicated car that would do this, you know, patrol the village limits of the village of Yorkville. It would not leave those village limits, obviously, unless there was a major incident outside.
Yeah.
Same thing happens now. If there's a major incident just outside Yorkville, the Yorkville car goes and assists, and as soon as it's under control or stabilized, they come right back. So certainly that would continue to happen, but that car would be designated to patrol that specific area, would work out of their office. So, you know, in essence, you would see you know, a different car and a different patch. But other than that, I mean, you're going to see an enhanced level. I mean, we have, you know, numerous deputies working 24/7 each shift.
You guys have a ton of resources.
Yeah. We have supervision in place on shifts. So we have the availability to maneuver things. So if a car working that area gets tied up with, let's say, an arrest, we can the supervisor on that shift can redeploy things so that there's still coverage there.
Right.
Unlike, you know, so basically, so what we're doing right now is we're putting together specific details. I mean, we threw some rough numbers out there just to give them an idea, and nothing is being done behind the scenes here. I mean, again, I can't speak for the Yorkville officials, but I kind of am right now. They're not doing anything behind the scenes. I mean, they're just when they're ready, and certainly when we get our figures together specifically, they will present this to the public. In a wide open session, and I will, you know, stand in front of the group and basically say, here's the options that I can give you, and here's what the cost is. And it's, again, it's a Yorkville decision.
I talked to the mayor of Yorkville yesterday, Tony Leone, and he was just he was tied up. You know, he's got a private business, and he's a, you know, the mayor in these villages, the mayor spot isn't a full time position. It's not like, say, a city of Utica or a city of Rome.
Right.
It's a part time position, and they're citizens and mostly business owners that hold the city. And he said that I heard it from somebody. He said, hey, this is what's going on. Nobody's really heard about it yet. And I knew, he's like said, I know the OD's interviewed some people. So
yes, sure.
Sorry, Rocco, I got him before you. But and he said that it was in the works, and he's got an out of town, you know, conference, a mayor's conference, and then by the time he comes back, he said he assumes that within a couple weeks of him returning, that this will be presented to the public.
Absolutely. And obviously public notice will be given. And again, you know, like you have to...
I mean, it's not like the deal's already struck and you guys
not.
Are backroom handshake
because
deals.
Obviously, the sheriff, you know, in this case, the way it's set up, the sheriff obviously has to do all the making sure the resources are there and, you know, coming together with what we can offer them. But there's also other players that have to be involved here before any final decisions are made.
Right.
And again, I know the Yorkville officials are gonna look at what their people are saying and take all that into consideration. Because, like I said, bottom line, it's a local issue, therefore it's a local decision. And but again, I am confident. You know, I worked that I never worked in Yorkville for the Yorkville
police. You were right
police,
there, though.
But I worked in Whitesboro.
Yeah.
I worked in Whitestown. I worked in New York Mills. So out of those five departments, I spent 22 years, you know, working three of the five.
Yeah.
Spent my whole life there, still live there. I know the makeup of the land, I guess you could say. I know the resources available. I know the personnel. So, you know, I'm extremely familiar with this. You know, as the mayor of New York Mills for 11 years, we sat through, you know, numerous attempts to look at different options out there for policing, you know, and changing the policing makeup, whether it's bringing all the departments together or going under another umbrella. So, again, it's a topic that I'm extremely familiar with. You know, and to summarize, and this is nothing negative against anybody, but the sheriff's office can provide a much more enhanced service at a lower cost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people really, you know, the elected officials – whether it's, again, whether it's Yorkville or whether it's any town or village anywhere, with the state of the economy today, with the changing element of, you know, criminal activity out there, it is the, you know, elected officials, whether it's mayors or supervisors or town board members, you have the obligation, if you have an option out there to give your people a better service at a cost savings, you have to look at it.
Yeah.
Certainly not saying you have to go with it, but you're
at
obligated
least take a look
to
at
look
it.
At
yeah.
it. Absolutely. And again, I have to stress that, you know, the first step came from the community. And there are other communities out there who have approached us. And, you know, certainly, you know, they're not ready to go public yet, but they're looking at their options, you know. And I think they're waiting to see what's going on with this issue. And like I said, I can make this work. But again, I'll make it work as long as the village of Yorkville wants me to.
We're talking with Oneida County Sheriff Rob Machel. It's 7:16. Now, it's... What would happen? I think people are very concerned about when this when they say that whenever a community hears that they're losing something that is part of their identity, mm-hmm. like a sports team, like sure. a school, which I think is going to happen anyway,
yep.
and they're going to lose their schools and they lose their police department, their fire department, they get very up in arms, saying, yes. you know, this is our community sure. identity. Yep. But what happens to the officers that are currently in Yorkville?
Well, obviously, for me to provide a dedicated patrol to, again, whether it's this area or any area, I'm going to need additional personnel to do that. I mean, it's the way it has
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, that's it, right.
So, you know, you talk about full-time employees. More than likely, we're going to need those bodies to right. make this work. So that would more than likely, and again, I know I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but certainly in order to make that work, you're going to need the extra personnel. So I don't believe that's going to be an issue here.
You're on with Oneida County Sheriff Rob Machel. Hi, you there? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on with Rob Machel.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Mark. Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm calling. I live in Yorkville. I'm a taxpayer. And, you know, I've been Whitesville, Yorkville, New York Mills my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Have nothing but respect for Rob and all the police officers. I'm just a little concerned. I mean, I've heard a lot through the grapevine about what's going on with the Yorkville Police Department and the sheriffs possibly taking over.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say is I've heard that Whitesboro, Nikki Heifel and the Village of Whitesboro Police have put forth a proposal that they would do it the same thing that the sheriffs would do for Yorkville, like a metro department, but for $11,000 cheaper per year. Is that true?
I guess that's a question you'd have to ask Whitesboro. I'm not privy, or I've not been made aware of any specific numbers offered by Whitesboro. And again, that's what I said. You know, when the options are out there, it's Yorkville that makes the final decision.
Right.
So whether or not Whitesboro has made an official proposal, I don't know the answer to that.
It's
kind of like Whitesboro.
It's kind of like a contracting bid at this point. It's sort of like, you know, I don't want to say it's like in the simplest terms, but it seems like you know, if Whitesboro, if that's true, then they're gonna take a proposal
mm-hmm.
and put it next to yours, and
sure.
then Yorkville's gonna choose the best one.
Sure. And again, I think you have to look at whether it's policing or any topic. When a proposal is given by someone, I think you have to make sure, and I think the key here is going to be, is comparing apples to apples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly maybe someone could do it for cheaper, but is it going to be the same level of service, the same resources, the same, all that stuff? So certainly that could very well be. And again, that'd be a question you'd either have to ask to you know, to the Whitesboro officials or to the Yorkville officials. But again, I've not seen a specific proposal from another agency or municipality for that service.
All right.
Rob, my next question is,
yes.
just quickly.
Sure.
Now, would this have to go in front of the taxpayers for a vote before, I mean, the sheriffs or whoever took over Yorkville?
That's one of the issues currently being looked at right now by the legal people, you know, the lawyers, the municipal attorney. So, that's a very good question, and again, I'm not an attorney, so I'd rather not answer that right now. I have my opinion on that because there's
yes.
different levels. You know, whether you're consolidating, whether you're contracting for services,
right.
There have been, you know, municipalities in the past that haven't closed their doors. They've just basically, you know, contracted out. You know, and you know, looking at neighboring counties, you know, around the state that have done similar things. And it's neat now in this position, you know, as the sheriff, I have a huge resource available to me, and that's the New York State Sheriff's Association. You know, and what they do is they compile all these different things, just like the Conference of Mayors did for me when I was the mayor. You know, we can look at what other communities have done, what has succeeded and what has failed. And again, if this is truly what the Village of Yorkville wants, then we need to make sure it's all proper and legal and appropriate. And then we go from there. But again, like I said, it's the people of that community that make the decision, whether or not it's through a referendum or not. That I don't know. But,
yes.
you know, and as the mayor, coming from my other life, I mean, the people elect you to that position, or they elect board members to that position to make decisions for them. And, you know, so whether it's a board decision or a voter's decision, again, that's a question that's being looked at right now.
Yes.
All
okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
guys.
Buddy. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
And it's now how many towns could you take on the sheriff's department if, you know?
Well, you look at it, the makeup in the county, there's 26 towns.
Yeah.
And three of them have their own police force right now, only three out of the 26. So Right now, I'm responsible for, along
with
the state police.
Only three?
Township, yeah. You've got New Hartford, Whitestown, and Kirkland. Those are the three town police departments within the county. There's 19 villages.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, maybe six or seven have their police. You've got New York Mills. You've got Yorkville. You've got Whitesboro. You've got Oriskany. You've got Camden. You've got Boonville.
Wow, you're good.
six or seven.
Yeah, and you know, seven. A lot of those are within a 5 mile radius of the sheriff's department.
Yeah, but five of the seven are pretty close.
That's
yep. And again, you know, like I said, it's a local decision. But I think, like I said, a local leader is obligated in like I said, the state of the economy, the way things are changing with criminal issues, you have to look at what's out there. You know, you have to look at these options.
No,
you really do.
I also think it's you have to have a leg up on this process being, you know, like you said, a former mayor of New York Mills.
Absolutely.
You have to know, you know, what they would be looking for and their concerns.
Yeah, and that's what puts me in a unique position here because I know what the communities want. I know what they're expecting of their police. Putting on my police hat, again, you know, I worked that area for over 20 years. You know, I know, you know, what the police are doing. I know the level that they offer to their people. And it's just like, you know, the mayor of a small community or a policeman in a smaller community, you're the lowest, you're the closest to the people,
yeah.
You know, that low level of government. And that's the one that people get the most out of. You know, they pay their village tax bill or their town tax bill. And that's the level that they have the most contact with. And I think that's the mindset a lot of people have. And it's going to be up to me to explain to them that I can give them that same service. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, we're still going to have people working in that same area. There's still going to be people, they're going to see a police car each and every day, you know, and they're going to get to know these people. So, I like I said, I think it's something that the leadership of any community in today's times have to look at.
I think seeing a sheriff car patrolling is a little more intimidating, too, than a Yorkville car. I would say, Rob, I'm going to say.
I wouldn't agree with that, but, you know.
I think the sheriffs are very intimidating to see them on the road. Yeah. No, not the sheriff, the sheriff's car. So it's going to be very interesting. So you have your proposal. You're all ready to go.
We're almost ready to go. Like I said, we're I'm guessing, and hopefully within the next few days we'll have something more specific for you. But I'm guessing, you know, we'll have a public informational meeting before the middle part of June.
Yeah,
somewhere in the middle of June.
That's the time frame. That's the time frame I was I was here. Yep. Do you have any kind of a projected number on how much it would save?
Again, from what Yorkville's currently budgeting. And we're going to offer them a couple different levels, but to give them...
Yeah, and that's important, too, is the different levels that they could kind of, like insurance, that they could buy into.
Yep. I mean, if they want specific 24/7...
Cadillac coverage.
You know, you're probably talking about $360,000, and I know they budget about... Again, I don't have anything with me this morning.
Yeah.
I'm talking off the top of my head here. I'm thinking their police budget's around $400,000.
Oh, really? So there's
and on top of that, you know, you a municipality that has a police department, a huge chunk of your liability insurance is for law enforcement.
Yeah.
Obviously they wouldn't need that if they don't have a law enforcement agency. So there's another savings on top of that. Again, it's something that I think would quickly add up to a substantial savings, and coming with that is an enhanced service.
Now, I know a lot of people, when they hear about this, are worried about their own tax bills. And say you live in New Hartford.
Sure.
Will Yorkville being a sheriff's patrol zone, will that affect the taxes in Whitesboro or the cost that you provide?
The services that we would provide to Yorkville, above and beyond what we currently provide to the whole county, would be paid for specifically by that municipality.
Right. So there's no trickle down on
anybody?
Absolutely
not. None at all. You know, no, so there wouldn't be any effect at all. And like I said, it wouldn't deplete any of the current levels of service that the sheriff's office provides to the county.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, we'd have that extra personnel to take on that extra work. So
Oneida County Sheriff Rob Machel, thank you so much for coming in.
Anytime.